Northside Today, Johnny Holmes here, and I'm now joined by Sinn Féin health spokesperson Louise O'Reilly, TD. She'll be talking about the need for government to listen to nurses and midwives to prevent the ongoing damage to the health service, particularly as we are now approaching Budget 2019. Good morning, Louise, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Good morning.
How are you keeping?
I'm very well. A bit of a summer cold, but...
Sorry to hear that.
I'm good.
So, Louise, you are saying that the Minister for Health and the government have ignored requests from nurses, midwives and their unions for better working conditions, better facilities, more support and training, and the issue, of course, of current salaries. Are you aware of any initiatives coming from HSE to address these issues?
Well, I'm aware that any initiatives that they have are not working. I'm aware of the fact that we have over 2,000 fewer nurses and midwives in the system than we had in December 2007. And we have increased our population by over 400,000 since then. So, you know, it's not so much whether or not they are making an effort. I mean, they're certainly putting out press releases, but it's clear that whatever it is that they are doing is not working. Now, I've met with nursing representatives, and I used to be a full-time union official representing nurses before I was elected. I know very well the concerns that the nursing and midwifery community have, and really, you know, it has to centre around pay and working conditions. But you have like a vicious circle, because, well, you know, at the moment the health service is understaffed, so therefore it's a very tough place for nurses to work. Burnout is very, very real for nurses working in the system. And because it is such an unattractive place to work, it's very difficult to bring new people in. But the fact that we have a system whereby we are short staffed, we're constantly short staffed, and that means that we can't bring more people in. So, you know, we need to be able to do something that will break that cycle. And I believe that the thing that needs to be done is to look at the unique position of our health service, to examine the fact that when Fianna Fáil were last in government, they brought in the recruitment moratorium, but they brought it in 2 years in the Department of Health, 2 years ahead of all other departments. So actually, there's a lot more time to make up and a lot more staff to be made up within the health service, which is, you know, really something that very often gets overlooked. So we need to intervene in a very real way to break the cycle of what's happening at the moment, because we have nurses who are working in the system. And, you know, it's not a vocation, it's a job. And they work damn hard at that job. We've nurses working in the system now who are burnt out, who will tell you themselves that they nearly dread going into work. We have patients on waiting lists. We need more nurses, and yet we have a government that seems incapable of actually intervening and addressing it. And I think, you know, what Sinn Féin has done today, we've launched a policy document entitled Time to Stand Up for Nurses and Midwives. And what we're attempting to do is what we always try to do, is be constructive in opposition, to not just point out the flaws, because it'd be very easy for me to come onto your show and to talk to your listeners and point the finger at the government and say, well, it's all awful and, you know, we don't have enough nurses and we don't have enough staff. But what we've actually done is we have put forward a set of solutions which will intervene directly and actually make a difference in tackling this recruitment and retention crisis. Because if we don't do that, the health service will continue on a downward spiral.
Okay. Because of all this, actually, we're also talking about the consequences of it all, like low morale, pressure, burnout, stress and other difficulties for the staff. Yeah. But there's also the knock-on effect for patients especially and the health service as a whole. Yeah.
We've spoken about this before. You know, when people go into hospital, you know, to a man and a woman, they will say to you when they come out, my God, the nurses were great, the staff were great, the doctors were great, I don't know how they do it. And that's almost universal what comes back to people if they're lucky enough to get into the health system. They come back and they will always say, I actually don't know how the nurses and midwives do it. I don't know how the doctors do it, how the health professionals do it, because they are working in a very intolerable situation. And yet, we can see that burnout is a very real feature now. But we also see that there's huge wastage in the system. I mean, there's a lot of money. 1.1 million euros every week is spent on agency staff. Now, that's more expensive than directly employed staff. So you'd have to look at that and kind of say, OK, it's not just about the money we're spending, it's about what we're spending the money on.
Yes, absolutely. Is it true that for every qualified nurse seeking work in Ireland, there are 4 vacancies? Would that be right?
I think that could be right, yeah. I think that could be right. And, you know, the vacancy levels are absolutely huge, because what has happened is that we haven't kept pace with the population increase. So the population of working nurses and midwives has been dropping as the population of citizens has been rising. And, you know, our nurses, this is the other thing. And, you know, I'd love to hear the minister come out and actually acknowledge the fantastic work done by our nurses and midwives and by our other healthcare professionals. You know, like, our nurses are very much sought after all over the world. So when the graduates are coming out of college, they have offers from America, from Canada, from Dubai, from England. The NHS are taking our nurses wholesale, purely and simply because our nurses are educated to a really, really high standard. They are job ready when they're coming out of college, because they do a lot of learning within the hospitals as well. So they literally can walk from their graduation onto the wards, and they can start working because they are educated to such a really high standard. And, you know, we should be proud of them, and we should be able to say to them, listen, we want you to come and work here. We need you to come and work in the system, and we will value you if you do make that decision.
Yes. Well, the average annual salary of a Dublin bus driver now is 36 grand, roughly, and for a staff nurse in Ireland, it's 42. So that's not really a big difference between the two of them. Yet nurses need their degree, and they save people's lives. Now, I don't mean this in a bad way for bus drivers. What I'm trying to say is that nurses appear to be grossly underpaid in Ireland for the work that they do. So have the HSE actually produced any documented plan for 2018 to address the issue of recruitment and retention?
They haven't. And here's the other thing. The funded workforce plan for 2018 hasn't been published yet. And we're just into September. So we're 3/4 of the way through the year, and the workforce plan for 2018 hasn't even been published, you know. And I mean, I sit on the Joint Oireachtas Health Committee, and we had the General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Phil Ní Hay, in to talk to us a couple of weeks, just before the 2 weeks before the recess. And Stephen Donnelly, who is the Fianna Fáil health spokesperson, he made the point that in Fianna Fáil's opinion, that nurses and midwives are very well paid by international comparisons. And to be fair to Miss Ní Hay, the General Secretary, she was able to absolutely counter that. You know, they are not well paid. And the evidence that they're not well paid is there because they are leaving to go to other countries and work, you know. I mean, and as well, we have to face up to the fact that, you know, on a nurse's salary, be very hard pushed to afford to rent anywhere, much less buy anywhere, certainly in Dublin, you know. And I mean, we have a nursing shortage in Dublin. We absolutely desperately need nurses, but we are not paying them to the level whereby they can actually afford to live in the city. Now, that's not just a problem for nurses. That's a problem right across the workforce. You know, we are going to have to address the high cost of living and the high cost of renting and owning a house. And when we see the homeless figures, they're nearly up on 10,000 now. We know that there's an absolute crisis, and yet we don't see any action from government. And, you know, that's what's so frustrating for nurses. Not alone do they have to work extremely hard, but when they collect their wages at the end of the week, they find that after their rent and after their bills, that they are struggling, they're living hand to mouth, and that shouldn't be the case. You know, it shouldn't be the case that people we need so desperately in our health service, people who, if we don't have them, cause so much pain and suffering to people on waiting lists, cause us to have to spend huge amounts of money on agency staff. So they are vital and essential parts of the health service workforce, and yet the government have proven themselves incapable of recruiting or indeed retaining the ones that we have. Another interesting statistic is 9,000 members of the nursing workforce at the moment are over 50, and many of those will be eligible to retire when they turn 60. That's very worrying, because that shows us that if we're not bringing in new nurses, we are actually facing into a crisis that will deepen. So we want the government to take urgent action. Unfortunately, because of the confidence and supply arrangements with Fianna Fáil, are protecting the government effectively from having to actually take any action on this. And I just think, you know, if it has to take a general election to force a change in policy on housing and a change in policy on health, well then so be it. But I think we can't keep doing what we have been doing and hoping that something different is going to happen, because clearly it's not.
Yes, and you mentioned earlier that we're losing our own to the likes of Canada and Australia, but we're also losing, I mean, we have a very big portion of Filipinos and Indians in the medical industry as nurses, and they are actually heading off to the likes of Canada and Australia as well. And is it true that the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation are holding an emergency meeting over pay and staffing levels?
That's right, and they've given the government an ultimatum. They've given the government till the end of September, and if they don't see any concrete proposals, they are going to begin a ballot for industrial action. Now, I worked for a long time representing nurses and midwives, and I can tell you with my hand on my heart that the last thing these hard-working men and women want to do is go on strike. It is always the absolute last option for them. They are by no means, nobody could say they are, you know, they're always talking about going on strike or that it's the first thing that comes to them. It's actually the very last thing they even contemplate doing, only when they are desperate and only when they can see that they have absolutely no other choice. But that's the message that they have sent to the government. And the message that Sinn Féin are sending to the government is, for goodness sake, talk to nurses and midwives, listen to their concerns, and then take action. It's not simply a case that the minister has to sit in the room and listen to what the nurses have to say. He has to take it on board, and he has to ensure that he responds to the genuine concerns that are being raised, because otherwise we will be paying for it. We'll be paying for it in terms of waiting lists. We'll be paying for it in terms of money spent on agency staff. We'll be paying for it in terms of burnout for staff. And we'll be paying for it in terms of staff that are lost to the health service, who we so really badly and desperately need.
All right. And you mentioned already your Time to Stand Up for Nurses and Midwives policy document. It's being published today, I believe.
Yes, and it'll be available on the Sinn Féin website on www.sinnfein.ie. It'll be published there along with all of our policies. And, you know, I've said this to you before, and I really want to emphasise, you know, we are in opposition. Sinn Féin is in opposition. We would love to be in government to have the opportunity to implement these policies. But what we don't do as an opposition party is simply point at the government and say, you're doing this wrong. What we do instead is we work out policy solutions to the crisis, and we present those. And sometimes it has happened that our policies have been taken on board by the government. They don't give us any credit for that, but that's fine. We don't mind. We just want to see our policies being implemented, because, you know, I'm in politics because I want to make a difference to the lives of the people that I'm representing and the people in this state. Because I think for far too long, nurses and midwives and other groups have, lip service has been paid, but really nobody's actually listening to the people who are at the coalface, and I think we need to start doing that now.
Okay, Louise, I know you're in a hurry with commitments today, so we leave it at that, and thanks very much again for joining us today, and wish
great
you the best of luck with the blueprint document, and have a great day. All the best, and take care.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was Louise Riley, TD, telling us about the need for government to listen to nurses and midwives before things get any worse.